call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Time now for the final Neighbourhood Watch of 2019. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to Zoe this year. This week, basically, there's not a lot of good news coming out of Australia. That's all I'll say. Just have a listen to this. Basically, as far as I can gather, Australia is burning both literally and metaphorically.
Yes, correct. All right, see ya.
So, shall we start with arts funding? The arts community aren't very happy with something that the Prime Minister Scott Morrison has decided to do. What's been going on?
Yeah, so essentially Scott Morrison has decided that Australia will no longer have a federal department with a major focus on arts. So he has announced that there will be a cutting of all these departments, and under said changes, what's currently the Department of Communications and the Arts is now going to be rolled into rolled into the Department of Infrastructure, Transport, Regional Development and Communications, which is interesting because what does transport have to do with the arts? He sort of justified it by saying that it will less departments means more focus for the Australian people. But obviously the arts community aren't really happy about this. It's just massively been set as a total backward step, especially following only a few years ago when there was also another cut, sort of funding cuts. Overall, was about $100 million were pulled from the Arts Council only a few years ago. And so now for this to happen and for these changes to be essentially happening in February, it's pretty devastating for the arts community.
So it's being combined into this other department. Does that necessarily mean that it's going to get, less support, or does it just... Or could it possibly just be that they're collaborating two departments together?
Yeah, so at this point, we don't really know what this collaboration looks like in terms of funding for the arts. So that's a little bit unclear. We don't know what the overhaul will mean in terms of how things will look or how things will work. I presume there will only be one department head for all of those sort of what feel quite separate departments, transport and arts and communications, although arts and communications were put together. So we don't really know what the changes will look like, but many people are very unhappy about it.
Yeah, I see a lot of tweets from people in the community, like Kate Miller-Heike, for example. People are angry about it. So, I mean, what's the backlash been so far?
Yeah, a lot of discontent, as you can imagine. Lots of people going to social media and the likes. People are really, because it's so we're also unsure about what this will look like. But we have obviously seen the past with all those cuts a few years ago. People are really mad. It's being deemed a massive step backwards for the arts community. And I mean, it's just obvious that the federal government at this point probably don't have much care, consideration or enthusiasm for the arts, despite, it brought in, according to this figure in front of me, $111 billion to the Australian economy in a single year, and that's according to government figures. So it's just frustrating is what I can gauge, frustrating to say the least is what I can gauge from the arts community at this point.
Yeah, and like you say, when it brings in such a staggering amount of money, it does seem like a confusing decision to why not just keep it if it's making a lot of money for Australia. Something to keep an eye on. Also, in terms of the unfortunate literal burning of Australia this week, Scott Morrison's rejecting calls for more bushfire help. Why on earth is he doing that?
A fantastic question. Yeah, so the New South Wales bushfire crises is really worsening, and it's expected to get worse as well. Your listeners or yourself may have seen on the news or social media just the absolute, I mean, Sydney right now just looks like doomsday. All the skies are covered in smoke. Schools aren't letting kids go outside. There's figures around saying breathing in the air for a day is the equivalent of smoking one packet of cigarettes or more. And then, so we have all this awful, devastating things happening, and then the Prime Minister is rejecting calls for more help for these volunteer firefighters. He has said that these firefighters want to be there, and thus we don't need to sort of give them any more money or any more help. Again, that was met with unbelievable backlash. I think rightfully so as well. There's so many firefighters, 2,700 firefighters are in the field right now, and they're all volunteers, and they're facing these absolutely catastrophic bushfires, and Scott Morrison has done very little to support them. I mean...
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper!